Hey, this is The Explicit Witch. Welcome to my very first ever podcast. You know, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm doing it anyways with the encouragement of some very amazing friends and family to go ahead and just be as creative as fuck and put it out there. Beware of the baby witch in the background. She likes to make lots of noise. Her name is Luna, and she is the moon of my life. Today, we're going to talk about tourmaline, dreaming of bees, and yeah, that's about it. And we'll just kind of wean it from here. I don't know what else we're going to do with this, but I know it's going to be witchy as fuck. Thank you. Okay, if you want to look me up on social media, I have Instagram. My handle is @explicit_witch. That's explicit _witch. Awesome. Okay, so I've been having some pretty wicked dreams myself lately, and it has encouraged me to reach out to other people and hear about their dreams. And you know, in middle school, I used to sit there for hours with my friends where we'd heavily discuss and analyze our dreams. And then I kind of got bored and annoyed with it, to be honest. But recently, my dreams have been so heavy and so fucking intense that I'm like, why the fuck not explore this? Obviously, my spirit guides are reaching out to me in my subconscious and not in my everyday waking life as much as I'd like, but more so in the subconscious, like I already said. So, you know, I thought I'd explore that, and I'd explore it with some other people too, because we can all learn from each other. And I think it's great to reach out and use the tools that you have to help someone with abilities they might not know that they harness themselves. A lot of these people I'm talking to have been receiving messages from their spirit guides and higher powers, and they had no idea. And something as simple as a bee sting in a dream, and it has evolved into this whole spiritual experience for the person. Crazy, right? Let's get into it. So my friend totally had a dream about a bee stinging her knee, and she's had lots of dreams of insects lately. But we're going to dive into the bee sting and the significance of it being her knee and really discuss and tear apart what the fuck that means. Now, there's some very general meanings you can find on Google, of course, of what a bee sting signifies. And I encourage you to use discretion when you do that, because Google, like everything else, can be diluted or, you know, like infused with all sorts of different people's ideas and views. So really use discretion and like figure out what works for you, you know, and go with that. Because, you know, I listened to this other podcast lately, and they were talking all about how like an astrologist is like a therapist. If you don't agree with what they're saying to you, find a new one. Okay, that doesn't mean go searching for the answer you're looking for, but search what fits and works for you, okay? And so that's what I did with her. And then I used my intuition and further divination to kind of align these things with her life. And I don't know her personally. I just know her through Instagram. So that allowed me to not like be clouded in my judgment of what her dream meant, because I didn't pull things from her personal everyday life. I just pulled what I knew, what I felt, and what was being told to me by my own spirit guides and how it applied to her. And guess what? It was dead fucking on. Not to pat myself on the back, I just want to pat my spirit guides for leading me in the right direction. Fuck yeah, spirit guides. All right, so the bee stung her on her knee, right? Okay, the bee sting, let's talk about the general idea. A bee sting can be like anything from an allusion to disease or war, to like an attack, or even an arrival of a stranger. But none of these things really seemed to apply. And like my intuitive sense was just like, no, it wasn't getting the tingles from any of those options. So I did some research on the significance of bees instead of just like opening up my dream dictionary and being like, what does dreaming of bees mean? I decided to do some fucking research on the symbolism and significance of a bee itself. It turns out every major fucking religion, every fucking spirituality, like I swear to God, Okay, and I don't even believe in the Christian God, and I'm swearing to him. That's how serious I am right now. But in, like, Vishnu, in the Hinduism, the preserver of the universe, it has bees, you know, that represent them. And then Krishna also is seen in many illustrations with a bee in the forehead area or, like, surrounding them. Bees are often thought in, like, spiritualities to be messengers of spirit. Whether you want to say spirit or spirits, it's up to you. It depends what you look into. In ancient Egyptian paganism, Ra's tears were symbolized as bees, okay? The great mother goddess is thought to be contacting you through a bee. This it applies to crucifixion in Christianity, to death and rebirth, to motherfucking resurrection, okay? So at the end of the day, if bees signify all these brilliant motherfucking deities in different sources and different religions, different spiritualities, I think this chick, I think her spirit guide is, like, literally poking her with a stinger and being like, connect to your motherfucking higher power, girl. We got a lot to say to you, and it's time to plug the fuck in. And I think that stinger is a little fucking plug in her outlet of a knee to be like, bing, 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 bzz, pay attention, listen up, we're contacting you, we've got shit to tell you, girl, it is your time, woman, let's get together, okay? The bees want to have fucking tea with you, which means you're, whatever you believe in is trying to sit down and say something, so it is time to listen, girl. Okay, but, like, here's the crazy part. Like, yeah, it's pretty significant to get a message from your spirit guides in the form of a bee in your dream. It's a beautiful freaking thing, almost as delicious as honey itself. But enough about bee barf. Okay, let's talk about the motherfucking knee, because this knee represents way more than we think. Okay, a knee is a specific joint that bends only in a certain way, right? So this could signify, this could show so many different things, from inflexibility to actual humility. So there's a negative and a positive side. So is she being inflexible in life, and the bee is alerting her to this inflexibility, being like, yo, you are not bending. You are not flowing with things. You are only doing things a certain way. I'm going to poke you right here on your motherfucking knee to show you you need to learn to bend. Okay? It could be that. Or it could be the more positive side, the side that I'm leaning towards, not because it's more positive, but because this is what I feel is going on because of, you know, the spiritual nature of the bee itself. I feel like it has to do with humility. What do we do with our knees when we bend them? We pray, we meditate, we work in our gardens, we play with children. All of those things are humility at its finest fucking moment, okay? So, like, this bee is being like, yo, let's get humble. Let's get down on our knees. Let's get in the dirt. Let's get on our rug. Let's roll out the yoga mat. Let's play with the kids. Let's get our hands dirty in some mud and plant some motherfucking flowers. Let's fold those hands and pray. Let's fucking meditate and worship, okay? That is what is going on here. You know, it's all about freaking humility, getting humble, getting open, getting in tune and in touch with not just yourself, but with the source of all of life entirely, okay? That is totally what the fuck my intuition and my spirit guides are telling me is going on in this girl's dream. Okay, and I think that's what's going on in her life too. I think she's being called to connect with some higher power that resonates with her and to freaking just worship it for a minute, okay? I think she's being told, let's spend some motherfucking time together, hon. And I love it. I absolutely love it. So enough about the bee's knees. Oh my God, I'm so punny. Let's move on and let's talk about black tourmaline, my latest obsession. And, you know, I don't know if it's my healthiest one, to be honest. It's damn near powerful, But holy fucking shit, it gets me stoned out of my mind. And not to be punny again, but it really does stone the shit out of me. That fucking crystal is so damn powerful. I'm going to tell you about how I acquired it, what happened when I acquired it, how I... There's Luna. But anyways, what happened when I acquired it, what I interpreted it initially to be, and then what happened after cleansing it, making a necklace out of it, anointing it with some oils, and draping it around my neck. Okay, the day I had that I wore that piece of rock, I can't even begin to explain what that crystal did to me. Like, holy fucking shit. Like, if you could put a drug in a rock form, and no, I'm not talking about meth or coke or crack or any of that shit. I'm talking about if you could put the euphoria that comes with some serious drugs and put it into a mineral and then just hold that mineral and get high off of it, black tourmaline would be it for me anyways. And I want to stress the for me factor because every rock has its own vibrations. Right? And so does every human. So do the animals and inanimate objects for that matter. But what I'm saying is every human interacts differently with every rock. So because it worked for me in this way does not mean it'll work for you in this way. But some people it will. I'm going to give you a little background. I'm a Virgo sun sign. My rising or ascendant is Scorpio and my moon is in Cancer. All of these things go into effect when I tell you why the rock affected me the way it did. I'm also going through the most stressful time in my life, and I had just this clusterfuck of negativity in me, just built up bad, bad thoughts, okay? Bad dreams, bad thoughts, bad feelings, bad interactions, bad people, just all the negativity you could imagine in every... Luna agrees. But all the negativity you could imagine and every fucking form possible was in my fucking life and affecting me drastically the day that I bought, cleansed, and adorned myself with a stone. All of that goes into effect on why it affected me the way it did. I draped it around my neck today. I had similar but not as intense effects. So that just goes to show it's all about timing. It's all about where we are in our life. It's all about the vibrations that we hold at that moment that we hold that crystal. It's all about all of that because it's a healing fucking stone. If you don't need completely healed, it's not going to work as powerfully as it did when you were like aching to the fucking bone. Okay? It's like the same thing like, do you know what Biofreeze is? I probably shouldn't be name dropping. But that ointment you rub on your back when it hurts. When your back doesn't hurt and you rub that ointment on, it kind of just stings and tingles, but it doesn't feel the same as when you're having a fucking back spasm and you lather yourself up in that ooey gooeyness and then you just fucking sit there in pure ecstasy as it works wonders on your spasm. Okay? It's the same fucking thing. It's like a medication. If you don't need it, don't use it. Because like I said, today I tried to use it because I wanted to get... stoned off a stone, and it just didn't do for me what it did the other day. So it's all about mindset, where you're at, what's going on, the other factors around you playing into the forces. It's all about just timing. That's what it comes down to. Timing, vibrations, frequencies, energy, pain, all that good stuff. Vibes, man. Vibes. But let's get into it. Let's discuss the details. Let me tell you what black tourmaline did for me yesterday. So I bought the black tourmaline. I held it in my hand for maybe 5 minutes as I talked with the shop owner at the metaphysical store I was at, one that I absolutely love. But anyways, so I got the tourmaline, held it in my hand, had a nice conversation, threw it in the bag she gave me. Well, she threw it in. She wrapped it up and gently placed it in. But then I threw it in my trunk pretty carelessly with the candles, not even wondering if they were going to melt while I was in the grocery store. They didn't. Thank you, God. But anyways, so I freaking held it, like I said, for maybe 5 minutes. As I was driving, all of a sudden, the whole entire planet shifted. I shit you fucking not. The earth went on a tilt unlike any other before. Everything went sideways. I was still straight up and down. Mind you, I was driving a fucking vehicle, but it wasn't like I was impaired. But like for a split fucking hair of a second, everything shifted. And I was like, holy fucking shit, did I just like ascend? Have I reached the astral plane? Am I projecting myself right now? Did I just go into another dimension? Am I in between dimensions? And then it was gone. And then I kept driving and I forgot about it. I did not associate it with the black tourmaline whatsoever. I held it for 5 minutes. How could it do that, right? Right. So anyways, I get back home, I cleanse it, I anoint it because that's what I do with my shit. I anoint it. I made a nice macrame hemp necklace for it with some rose quartz at the bottom, a giant fucking chunk because I need clarity with my protection. Oh yeah, I bought the black tourmaline for protection, to ward off evil, to give me some good vibes, all that good stuff, right? Right. Anywho, the day that I adorned myself with this necklace after anointing and cleansing it, I literally had the most intense fucking reaction I have ever had to any type of healing crystal there could ever possibly be. And I just hope that I can have this intense of an experience with another crystal in some other form and shape of way so I can know for a fact that I did not just lose my shit for 24 hours. Okay, I was so paranoid that I drug tested myself because I'm in a situation where I'm around some people that don't have good intentions for me. And so I was like, did I get fucking doped in my drink? Like, what the hell? And I peed on the stick and no the fuck I didn't. Okay, yeah, I'm 90 days clean today, bitches. But anyways, so I get home or I go out, right, with some close family members. And the whole day I'm having just like, despite all this batshit crazy circumstances surrounding me, I'm at this total fucking zen. And I feel so grounded to the earth. I can feel my feet plant in the earth. And I'm usually a total fucking space cadet, head in the clouds, unattached from the earth. Okay? But I could feel my feet planted in the ground. I could feel my soul connecting to the ground and growing roots into it. Okay? That's how fucking grounded I was. And on top of that, my face felt like hot wax dripping off my jawbone. I literally felt it pouring from the inner pockets. I could feel it just oozing out of me, just like warmth and energy and delight and just peace, okay? All these things at once. The most calm form of ecstasy, which I will call Zen, that I have ever reached in my life, okay? And while I was driving, the earth tilted again. Now, mind you, this doesn't make me get into wrecks. It's nothing that drastic. It's just for this hair of a second, everything just shifts and then goes back to normal. Okay, it's not enough to make me lose control and fucking total a car. Hell no, I would not wear the black tourmaline if it was going to do that. It's all about protection, but I just feel like I connect to the, like the astral plane maybe a little bit or like this safe zone. If you know what I'm doing when this black tourmaline is around my neck and why it's affecting me like this, please tell me. Okay, message me on Instagram, get in my DMs and inform the fuck out of me because I might be the explicit witch, but I am not the educated witch. I am a learning baby witch in training and I have a lot of fucking work to do, starting with research, which I love as a Virgo sun sign. I fucking love research. But anywho, yeah, the tourmaline got me stoned off a stone and it was fucking ridiculous all day long. When I took it off my neck, I about like my heart was thudding. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck? I have so much thrill in me. And then I passed out for 2 hours. Woke up for 30 minutes, ate a fuck ton of food like I had the motherfucking munchies and went back to bed for 8.5 hours. Now, I usually only sleep 4 hours a night. So the fact I got a total of 10.5 hours of sleep because I was hungover on black tourmaline, holy fucking shit, man. That is some crazy, wild, witchy motherfucking witchcraft. Yeah, I just said witchy witchcraft, but how else do you explain that madness? Pure magical ecstasy. Pure magical ecstasy, baby. I love it. I love me some black tourmaline, especially when I'm being attacked on every fucking level, even the psychic level. To wear that shit around my neck and ward off that evil and reach that zen, that ecstasy, that flow, that hot drippy wax down my jawbone? Hell yeah, baby. I'm saving the black tourmaline for another day that I am hella dreary, and I'm gonna get stoned off that stone one more time. All right, I really enjoyed chatting with you guys. This is kind of like a pilot or a demo or a test a test drive of a podcast. It's very short. It's very, maybe not the sweetest. I do curse a lot. But, you know, this is just you getting to know me, and I hope to get to know you. Hit me up on Instagram, you know? Send me them DMs, comment on my shit, and I will comment right the fuck back. Again, this is The Explicit Witch. You can find me on Instagram at @EXPLICIT_witch. I would love to chat, and I hope you tune in for more next time.